like to just continue with the comfort of the Holy Spirit and share just a little bit more this afternoon. There was a young preacher that had heard about a tragic death of a teenager in a car accident, and he went to the home of the parents to find them standing in the front yard next to the car, next to their car, and they'd just gotten home from the hospital where their child had died tragically. Young minister, as is often the case, he didn't know what to say, didn't know how to comfort, he didn't know the words to speak, so he said nothing. And they hugged, he gave them all a hug, and they cried together, and after about an hour he left, never having said one word. And he felt like he'd really failed. Felt like that he'd gone to want to be a help and a support. And he felt like a real failure. But weeks later, he received a card from the couple, and they were thanking him that he gave them that day, and they thanked him for not saying anything, but just being there and sharing in their grief. And I thought how often it is like the Lord in the darkest times of our life. It's not always the words that are spoken. It's not always the wise counsel. It's not always having all of the questions that we have answered. But it is the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. And that is something that I am so thankful the world cannot take from God's people. If you have the Holy Spirit this afternoon, it is the comfort of the Holy Spirit that, yes, He leads us and directs us in truth. But so often in the darkest times, it's not always in knowing what to do, but it's just in the comfort of His presence. And that is part of the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It's so often in those darkest times that we see God more close to us, in a closer way. And if we didn't have the dark times, how would we really know the comforting presence of the Lord? But it's during the difficult times, it's during the tears of life, that we can experience the closeness and experience God's love in a way that we would have never experienced it if it had not been for the night, if it had not been for the storm. And I'm thankful for that quiet presence. It is a wonderful time, or a wonderful thing, to have someone enter in to grief with you when you're in a hard time. And sometimes, I mentioned this morning, sometimes it is that physical hug. But do you know those physical hugs come to an end? You know, they're brief, they're but for a moment. But that is the joy and the blessing of having the comfort of the Holy Spirit, that He will be with us continuously. And He, as Jesus said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Well, where is Jesus today? He's gone back up into heaven. But remember, He sent part of Himself, part of the Godhead, and that's why Jesus went back to heaven, so that the Holy Spirit could come and abide with all of us forever. There is a scripture over in Hebrews in the 13th chapter. Begin reading with verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." That's the comfort of the Holy Spirit right there. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. I know all of us this afternoon, we could look around and say, "I wish this was different, and I'd like that to be different." But Paul said, "I have learned." Now, there was a process here. "I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." And I believe that all of us have the ability to learn to be content, and it comes by the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It's that regardless of the situations and circumstances that life brings to us, we can boldly say, or with assurance. You know, sometimes we think about boldness as being an in-your-face sort of thing. That's not what He's talking about. He's saying with assurance, I can say, "The Lord's my helper. And I don't have to be afraid of what man shall do. I don't have to be afraid of the storms. I don't have to be afraid of famine, peril, nakedness. I don't have to be afraid of those things because the Lord is my helper. And the witness of that is the presence of the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8, verse 26, I'd like to turn and read in the 8th chapter of Romans, verse 26. As you turn there then, I would that we know the comfort of the presence of the Holy Spirit. He will not leave. He will not forsake. In the times that you feel alone, open your heart, and I am confident the Holy Spirit will witness of Himself to you. And again, it'll be a comfort. It'll bring solace. It'll bring consolation. It'll bring courage. It'll bring cheer. And it dampens, now understand, it dampens or lessens the sting of the tears that life brings. Doesn't mean He takes away all the tears in this life, but He dampens. It's kind of like this. And this is what Jesus came to do for us. I remember a story of a young boy that was with his father. And the boy was allergic to bee stings, dangerously so. There are some people that if they get another sting, they could actually die. And they were in the vehicle, the father and his child, and there was a bee in that vehicle. And it was buzzing around, and obviously this represented death. I mean, it's very dangerous. And the father caught that bee, but then he let it go. And the boy was like, "Dad, why did you let it go?" And the father said, "I took the stinger out." He took that bee and he pulled the stinger out of it. You know, that's what Jesus has done for us. There are still difficult things in life. We still experience death, do we not? But didn't Jesus come to take the sting out of death? It's the same way with tears. He takes the bitterness out of the tears. He takes the sting out of the hurts. And you say, "But I still hurt." But He takes the bitterness out and He enables us to be in a condition that He can begin, that we can begin to heal. That I don't have to stay in the same place for many, many years. There are people that are left, that they wallow in a state of self-pity. They wallow in a position of, "I've been hurt, I've been offended, I've had difficulties in life." But folks, the Holy Spirit came to give us a solace and a comfort, to give us an environment in our spirit that when there are tears, when there are hurts, that He can take the sting out of it to enable us to begin to grow, that in 5 years I can look back and say, "Thank you, Lord, for the healing." Maybe it's a month, maybe it's a year, but we can see when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our life that we can begin to grow and we can be strengthened where we were weak, and that comes by the presence and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Romans in the 8th chapter, beginning with verse 26. He said, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Have you ever come to that place in life that you didn't know even how to pray? It's like you're burdened down, you have problems and needs, but you don't even know what to ask God to do. You know that's okay to be in that place. But when we come and open up our hearts and say, "Lord, maybe no words will even come out." But other than to say, "Lord, I don't know what to pray, and I've been in some places I didn't even know what to ask for. I needed help. I knew I needed God to work and do something, but I didn't even know what to ask Him to do." Do you recognize that the Spirit of comfort, He came to help our infirmities? And what is infirmity but sickness? Need that we have, places that I don't have the ability or the strength in my own humanity. He said the Spirit will help our infirmities. Because we don't know what we should pray. You know, there are so often that we pray for the Lord to do certain things. We all do, don't we? And that's not wrong. That's not wrong for us. But sometimes we try to tell God, "Lord, would you do this? And would you work this way? And Lord, would you do that?" And I wonder sometimes if the Lord wouldn't be pleased for us just to come and say, "Lord, you know my needs, you know my problems, and I just give them to you, and I ask that you would work however's best." Do you know there comes a peace when we can learn to start submitting some things in the hands of God? Because folks, there's a lot of things in our lives that we don't have the power to change. And we're going to hurt and we may have the tears and the infirmity because of it. But when we can come and recognize the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, you recognize this is the very essence of who God is. And He is actually dwelling in your life if you have been filled with the Spirit. And He is helping, but He is also making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, I'll just want to clarify a little bit. Do you know sometimes people talk about, use this verse for praying in an ecstatic language? And to use this verse goes exactly against the point they're trying to prove. Because if the Spirit of the Lord is speaking through us in prayer, we are uttering it. And this scripture says the Spirit is making intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Lord, the Spirit of God is going to the throne of God with a connection with part of Himself, God the Father, God the Spirit, and He is interpreting, He is interceding, He is mediating for us because He's right there dwelling in us. He feels our pain. He sees our tears and He goes to the Father and He intercesses for us. He intercedes for us. The Spirit of the Lord understands the depth and the intensity of emotions and feelings and problems that we have. And when the more we can be cognizant of that and recognize that, the greater comfort there's going to be when we face problems in life is the Lord's with me. And I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to because the Spirit's going to help me in my infirmity. You remember the poem Footprints? That poem has some special meaning to me. I remember it being on our refrigerator as a boy growing up. It was on my mom had it on the fridge. Y'all know the poem, the one that the man prayed, wasn't it? And he got to the place of the most difficult times and he had previously seen two sets of footprints, his and the Lord with him. But in the most difficult time, there's just one set of footprints. And he was asking the Lord, why did you leave me during that time? And the Lord responded, said, I didn't leave you. That's when I picked you up and carried you. Well, that poem was in the room in Malawi that I've stayed many times. It's the room that when Karen was sick, that was the room she was in also. It was the same room I had stayed in the first time I was in Malawi in the city, flying in. It was the room she was sick in. The next time I went back, I was given the same room. I didn't request it. I was just given it. And there was that poem, Footprints. Do you know, during the most difficult times of life, can you not see where the Lord has picked you up and carried you? The Lord has not forsaken His people. This question was asked of one of the congregations here in the Scripture. He said, is God near or far off? Folks, God is not afar off. He has not forsaken His people, but He is there. And there is a comfort to know. We sing the song, Just to Know That He Knows. That's not a song of self-pity. It shouldn't be, at least. Just to know that He knows. It's not about self-pity. It is a depth that the Lord truly knows where I'm at. He understands. He's there to support us and hold us up. There's another comfort that the Spirit of the Lord gives to us, and it's found here also in the 8th chapter of Romans. In the 15th verse, this 8th chapter of Romans is full of nuggets about the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8, verse 15, it says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Folks, if there is freedom in the Spirit. But He said, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Do you know of any greater comfort than to have the Lord come along in His Spirit? And some would say, well, this is the evidence of the Holy Spirit, if you can cast out devils. Some would say, if you can do this and if you can do that. But folks, it is the Spirit itself that bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. When we are in trouble, even in times when we have fallen a little bit short of that place, that we know the Lord wanted us to be, and we recognize our need, and you're feeling disappointed, and you're feeling, I should have done better. Maybe you're feeling like you failed, and the Lord comes along, and He witnesses to your spirit, you're my child. That's comfort. And is not that empowering? We talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't forget, it's coupled through His comfort. It's a spirit that bears witness with our spirit. And do you know when the world seems to be against you and the Spirit bears witness, you're my child. You know what peace that brings? It doesn't really matter then what everybody thinks about you as much, does it? When the Spirit of the Lord comes and He bears witness that you're my child. There is an author, his name is Charles Allen. He wrote a book entitled God's Psychiatry. And in that book, he told a story about, again, I'll go back to World War II. And as the World War II is drawing to a close, the Allied armies started having to gather up orphans that were in the areas where they were, because they were going without food, they weren't being taken care of. And so they brought many of these orphans into camps. And they fed them, they gave them food to eat. But at nighttime, these children were not sleeping. Maybe some of you heard this, I don't know. But at nighttime, the children were not sleeping. And so a psychologist came to the camp, because the children, they were sleeping fitfully, they were nervous and they were afraid, and they had plenty of food. So what they did was this. The psychologist observed what was going on. And before the children went to bed at night, he gave them all a piece of bread. And the piece of bread was not for eating, but the children would go to, see, they'd been left without food. And so at nighttime, they could go to bed and hold on to a piece of bread. And it took care of a lot of the sleeping problems that people had, these children, because they knew when they woke up in the morning that there was still bread. There's going to be something to eat. You know what? That's what the Holy Spirit wants to be for you this afternoon. When you go to bed at night, Holy Spirit's with you. You will not have to face tomorrow by yourself. You don't have to face tomorrow in your own strength. And this is the consolation that the Lord gives, that the Spirit itself beareth witness with my spirit that we are the sons of God. And I just envision those poor little children whose bellies were full, but yet they were still scared that I might be left without tomorrow, and just holding on to that piece of bread. Folks, this is why it's important for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit dealing with those in a justified state. But folks, we are desperately in need of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, that I can go to bed and I can hold on to my piece of bread. And I can know that when I get up in the morning, the Spirit is going to be with me. I'd like to relate another story. There was a world chess champion that was taken by a friend to an art gallery. And one of the pieces of art that they looked at, it was a picture portrayed a young man sitting in front of a chessboard. And the young man, he was pictured in despair. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to move. And sitting across the table was the devil. And the devil had a triumphant look on his face. And the title over this piece of art, it was entitled Checkmated. And for a long time, that chess champion sat there and he looked at that picture. Here's the devil in glee, and the young man just desperate, not knowing what to do. And finally, after studying that picture for a while, that chess champion, his voice rang out in that art gallery, and he said, "Bring me a chessboard." He said, "I can save him yet." He found a way out for that young man. Do you know, that's what Jesus came to do for us. In our places of desperation, the devil's in glee, and he looks at our situation, and he says, "I finally got him." The Holy Spirit in your life is going to find a way out for you. Talk about when I get to the place and I look at that board of life, I don't know where to turn, don't know what to do, and I feel desperation, and I can know that Jesus came and He died to make a way of escape for me. And it is the Holy Spirit that will bear witness with my spirit. You're my child, and there is a way to escape for you. I'd like to close in 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 16 and 17. Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father which hath loved us. Now He's talking about God that loves us. Now that's, you can personalize that for you. God loves you, and this is the God that loves me today. It says, He hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. My prayer for you this afternoon, and I'm not just say for you, it is for me too, is that we would experience that great consolation and that our hearts be comforted through the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. When it seems like you've gotten to that last place and it seems like the devil's got you where he wants you, there is a way to escape, and it is the Holy Spirit that will bring that comfort, that leadership, that direction. I know sing that song, Sister Jeannie, y'all sang Monarch a few years ago about, what, I know that I can make it? God says you're going to make it. That's better than us saying it. God says you're going to make it. Folks, there is great comfort in the Holy Spirit. I'd like to challenge you all this week. Open up your heart to His comfort. Let's not fight. Let's not be that baby that's kicking against his mom. But let's open up our hearts and know there is great consolation in the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. Amen.